Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Some comments about that don't do this story.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Everyone's a tad immature.
Rooster fighting.
Cockfighting. Right. That's what it's called. It's called cockfighting.
It is.
Rooster fighting, he says.
I have to be very careful with what I say.
No, you don't.
No one has my back. No one does.
What are you talking about? I would take a bullet for you.
Always out to get me. Everyone.
I would take a
bullet. Even my own wife. Throwing me under the bus.
Our beloved Shelley Higgins yesterday. This pops up out of the blue. And I had to read it 17 times before I realized what she was talking about. I'm just going to read it. At Ben Higgins SD loves to just kind of jab it in the most unappealing way. So it's an absolute mess when I actually want to use it for cooking. And need to measure it. You two are the most perverted, sexed up deviants.
Talking about sticks of butter.
Even
sticks
worse.
Sticks of butter.
Even worse. She said, it's probably the most un-Ben-like thing he does. It drives me nuts. Again, Ben Higgins loves to just kind of jab it in the most unappealing way. So it's an absolute mess when I actually want to use it for cooking and need to measure it. What are you talking? What is she talking about? Butter.
Well, wait. One of our tier ones actually, I think it was a poll.
It was a poll.
How do you slice your butter?
It was our beloved Mazzone.
The side or from the top?
Like scrape it off the top?
Scrape it off the top or slice it on the side.
Right.
And Shelley chimed in. I just kind of basically hack off like a corner, just, you know, a small bit. I don't want a big giant pat of butter. That's a waste. I don't use a full. You know, like when they bring it to the table at a nice restaurant, you get a full pat of butter.
Yeah.
I don't use the full giant pat of butter. I don't want to waste it. So I just cut off a little corner on the edge that I need. But then she gets mad because butter, if you've noticed, it gets wrapped up in the little paper wrapping. It's got little measurement markers.
Tablespoons.
On the side. This is so much, so much. But if I've kind of hacked it up, then it's not even anymore.
What do you mean hacked it up?
I'll just grab one corner, a little from the other corner.
Oh, like a side?
Yeah.
Oh, so you don't do a slice.
If I don't have a knife, I'll just grab a fork and just kind of scoop some out of the middle, just wherever
I
can get it.
So you just attack that thing.
Just attack the butter.
We have
reckless abandon.
With reckless abandon. And then she wants to use it for cooking, and it's uneven.
It's unusable for cooking.
It's unusable. We've started doing something in my house. I'm actually embarrassed to admit it, but we tried it, and I can't get away from it. Do you know what it is? It's in regards to butter.
You now put it in your coffee.
No.
Okay.
Liquid butter?
Spray-on butter.
Spray butter!
I got to tell you, I've never used it. I don't know which one of us bought it the first go-round. Now, I'll never go back. Ever.
You'll never go back.
Never. I'll never go back to sticks of butter because I use the I can't believe it's not butter spray, which is probably made up
of
horrible
right there in
chemicals.
The
I know.
It's not butter.
I know that it's healthier probably to eat regular butter by the handful, which I'm not opposed to, but I got to tell you.
I will also say I very much can believe that it's not butter when I've tried it.
Oh, you're full of it. It's time for a butter taste test tomorrow on Ben and Woods. Is this real butter I can't believe it's not butter?
Or is it Woods' spray butter?
It's so white trash.
Out of a gun.
It's so white trash to use. I know, but I don't care. Do you know how easy it is to make a piece of toast and just go, psh, 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 and crush it. It's so easy. No smearing. You don't have to melt the butter. It's just, it's...
Soften the butter. The microwave has a setting to soften the butter.
I just...
It never works quite the way you're hoping it
no,
will.
No, it never does. It never, ever does. So try it. Try it, though.
Spray on artificial butter.
It's so good.
Maybe, I mean, if you're movie popcorn, I get it. It's coats it a little bit better. I understand. But like an actual piece of toast, I want real butter spread on top.
Try it before you rip on it. It's really good. It's probably super bad for me, too.
I guess not eating any butter products at all is probably the healthiest.
Probably. Option. They say a little bit of butter is good for you.
A little bit of everything.
A little bit of anything is
good for
yeah.
you.
Yeah. That's the excess that gets
you. The amount you want, though, is never good for you.
That's true.
Chocolate is always good for you. Oh, yeah, if you have, like, the one tiny little square from the corner of the
of
darkest
like
chocolate.
The darkest
yeah.
chocolate available.
It's very good for you.
That tastes like bitter dirt.
But 3 Reese's peanut butter cups apparently are not good for
apparently
you.
Apparently that's frowned upon.
You guys see they're making new Reese's peanut butter cups with no
all
chocolate.
Peanut butter.
It's just peanut butter, so just eat peanut butter.
But it's not just peanut butter. It's Reese's
their peanut butter. Fair enough.
Candy peanut butter. I am all in on the all peanut butter cups because, honestly... The chocolate in the peanut butter cup, not my favorite part. Now, I will take like some, maybe like a good chocolate and combine, and I will dip it in real peanut butter. But now I'm going to eat it alongside my entirely peanut butter cup and make my own combination
of chocolate.
I don't love the chocolate around that peanut butter cup. It's too sweet for me. I like the peanut butter, though. I love their peanut butter.
It's really good.
People try to recreate it. They can't.
They can't do it.
It's some sort of proprietary combination that makes it kind of crumbly, chunky, peanut butter, sweet. It's good.
So
it's
good.
Really good. It really is.
Now I'm hungry.
Where were we? Oh, yeah. We have the...
I'll just have some cashews.
Padres lineup for today's game.
Lay it on me.
Coming up right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Padres Brewers coming up later today. I believe it's another 12-10 start here in San Diego. And the lineup is out. And once again, seeing a number of regulars competing early here in spring training. In fact, Fernando Tatis Jr. will lead off today as the designated hitter, not playing the field, but will lead off. Now, he's been batting second behind Trent Grisham so far. I don't know. You know, last year, remember, he was either first or second most of the season. Depended on whether there was a lefty or a righty, whether Grisham batted first or ninth. Where do you like Fernando Tatis Jr. this year?
You asked me that before, and I said the wrong thing, I think. I kind of wanted him in the three hole. But then again, I think, my God, he's like one of the best players in baseball. You're a pitcher, you're like, ah. Got to face him first. You know, I just...
Don't the analytics say the best hitter goes second now?
I see it...
Best player?
Best player. I see it different. You know, I see it differently. Every team kind of does it differently. Like, Mike Trout will sometimes bat two, sometimes he'll bat three. You know, with a guy like... If you had 3 really high OBP guys, why not hit Fernando 4? You know what I mean? Like, if you had guys that were getting on base at a really ridiculous clip, why wouldn't you want him coming up with more guys on base?
Well, Jace Tingler certainly trying something different today. So Fernando Tatis Jr. will lead off. Trent Grisham will bat second and play right field. Now, I never considered that. I thought Grisham first or, you know, Grisham more like, you know, eighth or ninth if there's a DH as kind of a second leadoff hitter. But they're going to try him at batting second today. Ha-Sung Kim is going to hit third and play third base. He has already moved from second to short to third in just the first 4 spring training games.
Take that, Chris Taylor.
Austin Nola is behind the plate and batting cleanup. Jerickson Profar will get the start in center field today. Batting fifth. They're going to rotate different guys out there in center as potential backups. But, you know, Gresham's out in right. So Profar in center today, moving guys around the diamond. Jake Cronenworth at first base, which, of course, is where he got his first opportunity last season, where Eric Hosmer was out.
Right.
Yeah, was he sick? He was sick, right?
Yes.
And Jake Cronenworth basically busted his way into the lineup. Jorge Mateo will start in left field and bat seventh. Castillo is the second baseman. It's not Jose.
What do you know about Castillo? You could tell when he got to the name, he went... Oh, crap. I don't know who this
Padres
guy
used to,
is.
At some point, they had an infielder named Luis Castillo.
It's like in this
different
early
Castillo.
90s.
He's number 86, so probably
what?
Not.
Is it?
And C.J. Abrams is the shortstop batting ninth. Thought you were doing a little Castillo.
I'm looking. And all it has is Jose Castillo.
It's not Jose Castillo. He's not going to be. He's not the second base.
He has forearm tightness. That would be weird if they put it. Can you play second today? He's like, bro. I literally said to shut my.
I'm a relief pitcher.
This
first
isn't
of all.
Adult league. Why am I playing?
I don't
second
hit at all.
Base?
Why am I out there? And then Blake Snell on the mound making his. Yvon Castillo is the second baseman today. Blake Snell will do the pitching against the Milwaukee Brewers. There's your lineup for today's game.
On television as well. Excited to see the boys today.
We'll get to see Blake Snell, and then we will talk to Blake Snell tomorrow morning.
Come on.
At 7 o'clock here on Ben and Woods. Looking forward to that. One of the interviews we have been coveting since he has been acquired by the San Diego Padres during this offseason. I have been so impressed.
Back on the San Diego Morning Radio Show with Ben and Woods. Bro, I'm done. I'll do that, bro.
Tomorrow is the day that it's going to happen. And I've been so impressed with how thoughtful and candid he is. I mean, some guys get in trouble because they're candid. He doesn't seem like the kind of guy who's going to get in trouble for being candid. He's insightful.
This is not a slam at Mackenzie Gore by any stretch. She's still very young. Blake is a veteran. It's going to sound different. It will be a different sounding interview than the one we had with Mackenzie Gore.
I would love to know how Blake felt when Kevin Cash came out of the
Paul,
dugout.
I will kick you square in your nuts. And hey, can we make a pact on the show, Ben and Woods pact? We prick our fingers, we put them in the middle. We don't ask him about Game 6 of the World Series. Now, number one, it's been addressed, I don't know.
It's been asked.
75,000 times.
And answered. And,
right. He
and
wrote an article about it.
And he has never...
It's there in print.
And he's never gotten frustrated by anyone. I think he's asked him about it, but...
Let's be better. Let's challenge ourselves to be better.
We don't need to.
We don't need to. All right, Pact?
Let's ask him about Game 5. Everyone ask you about Game 6.
Tell us about Game 5.
He's like, what? I don't know what he thinks about Game 5.
I was in the bullpen watching, charting pitches. It's actually a really good question. I'm actually mad that you blew that one right now. Blake, everybody asked you about Game 6. Tell us about Game 5. Just see what he says. All right, we have to. I'll do it. We have to.
But definitely looking forward to that conversation tomorrow.
Maybe we can ask him how he cuts his butter or his thoughts on cockfighting. There's all kinds of things we can do.
There are. That's probably not a topic that he wants
Blake,
to address.
Cockfighting in or out?
Hopefully out.
You would hope. He could get himself in quite a bit of trouble. No, I love it. I actually grew up Seattle area going to cockfights. Sponsoring cockfights, still very big into cockfighting.
And maybe there's a cockfighting video game that you can stream or something. Yeah, that's you ain't. At least
I do cockfighting on Twitch. It's great.
I'm down.
No, so we're gonna have a lot of fun tomorrow with Blake Snell, I hope.
Now with Fernando Tatis Jr. leading off, not gonna hit a grand slam in his first at bats today. Maybe come around the second inning, you know, bases loaded, he'll do it again. But he won't hit a grand slam in his first at-bat. If you missed it yesterday, what a phenomenal call by our own Jesse Agler and Tony Gwynn Jr. Be listening carefully for Tony. We got the extended version, I believe, here of Jesse and Tony yesterday.
The bases loaded for the first time this year. Fernando at the dish. And the first pitch to Tatis is launched to deep left field. Slam Diego has come to Arizona. And Tatis, a no-doubter, way up on the berm in left. And the Padres have themselves a 5-run second inning against the Diamondbacks. Tatis' first home run of the spring. It was loud. It was emphatic. And, of course, it was a grand slam.
My. First pitch fastball, 91. Center cut. And boy, have we seen that pose often from Fernando Tatis Jr.
Wow.
We got the from Tony Gwynn. We got the my. I mean, can you believe he's just 3 days into that stint?
They nailed it. He absolutely nailed it. I mean, that's a genuine reaction of like,
and the first pitch to Tatis.
I loved it. Many people's favorite part of that call yesterday. So a lot of love for TG on the timeline yesterday about that.
Really, it did convey the moment.
Oh!
Yeah, that's the kind. You don't say that a lot. He's seen a lot in baseball. If it's making Tony Gwynn Jr. go, you know it's something special.
Oh, we do have some audio from Jace Tingler. You guys were just talking about the leadoff spot yesterday. Trent Grisham led off, and then after the game, Tingler was asked, hey, is this going to be the plan? Is the plan to have Grisham in the leadoff spot? Here's what Ting had to say.
We don't have a set plan right now. We've got ideas, and I'm sure throughout the year he's going to be at the leadoff spot. He's going to be in, you know, different spots of the lineup. Right now, what we're concerned about is getting the guys, you know, at bats right now and building up. So I think Grisham, when he is, you know, when his game's locked in, he does a great job of getting on base, and that's what we ask all our guys to do. So I think he's capable of hitting a lot of different spots in the lineup. But the main thing is you know, can he consistently give pitchers fits? Can he square the ball up? Can he lay off pitches outside the zone? Can he get on base? And if he's doing that, and we've got a group of guys doing that, we're going to have a ton of versatility in what we'll do with the lineup.
All right, so the job is not being handed to Trent Grisham, but he can earn it. If he's getting, you know, if he's got an OBP that's hovering up close to 400, absolutely. Would love to see him setting the table for Fernando Tatis Jr. and Manny Machado. He's not getting the job done. You can't put Trent Grisham as not one of your best hitters right there at the top of the lineup. He's going to have to bat lower down. So it's totally going to be dictated, it sounds like, Woods, by how well Trent Grisham performs.
Yeah, I mean, John tweeted in and said, you know, look, don't you want Fernando and Manny getting the most at bats and having them in the one and two? Sure, yeah, I do. I mean, at the end of the day, I don't know. I mean, there's you're talking about potentially from those two guys. Both of those guys, we all agree, have what, 35 home run potential, like 35 plus for both of those cats. So that's a lot of production. That's a lot of production. I'll tell you, man. I didn't like Eric Hosmer in the four. Everyone says, well, the four doesn't matter. It doesn't matter anymore. It's not like it used to be, you know, with your big burly cleanup hitter. Okay, fine. But I do know that that Eric Hosmer in the cleanup, he does have the propensity to hit the ball on the ground a little bit too much for my liking in that spot when you could be driving in two runs, let's say, in the top of the first.
I would definitely consider moving Will Myers up. Now, I obviously had a lot of success batting mostly, 5-6 last year?
Yep.
A lot of success. But if he continues to just consistently drive the ball, I mean, you want Will Myers getting up to the plate a little more often.
You know what's cool?
Higher in the order.
And by cool, I mean awful, is that there's not going to be a DH, allegedly, this year. And still, we keep waiting. And I know it's been kind of the mantra of this show. Ah, we still think it's going to happen. We still think it's going to happen. But the good news is, Ben, it's not going to be that, you know, hey, there's just two guys in the Padres lineup. We got to make sure we, you know, don't let beat us. It's going to be 1-8. Now, the pitcher is going to be a giant black hole, as it's always been. But before, on this team, it was 1-5, and then 6, 7, 8, 9, black hole. It was a wasted inning.
Do you remember, and I believe I'm right on this one, do you remember who the Padres cleanup hitter was on opening day last year?
Yeah, it was Jurickson Profar.
Jurickson Profar. Padres are a different team than they were 12 months ago.
And baseball is a different game than it was 5 years ago. It's just going to be different. You're not going to see, I would imagine, you're not going to see the same lineup twice. I just, with the depth that they have, with the options they have, I don't think you'll see the same lineup twice.
And if that's the way you think baseball still is, you got to get updated.
You got to get with it.
When I grew up, the Padres had the same lineup Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Then they'd have their Sunday lineup, give some of the regulars some rest, and then you go right back to the same lineup pretty much every day if everyone was healthy. Now they change it based on who's the starting pitcher you're going up against. You don't want to. You know, they don't give all their starters the same day off. It's like, hey, we want to mix up the days off a little more. It's totally different. You can't watch baseball in 2021 and still think it's 1982.
Padres Facebook is going to be livid with 15 different lineups in the first 15 days.
All right, a guy who has spent some time in a Padres lineup and had a lot of success as well.
I want to ask him what he would do.
Mark Loretta. Yeah, and that's why we got him on. He's going to talk some baseball with Lowe. That is coming up next. Last hour of Ben and Woods ahead on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.